Victoria, Jenny, and Devin. We keep the receipts, we keep the evidence, we see.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, guys, what's up? Happy second week of quarantine. Week and a half of quarantine.
We have been just at home, just sitting tight, you know, trying to stay sane. This is our second podcast recording during the quarantine, yes?
Our second Zoom recording, loving the video conferencing. Again, we are drinking at 4 p.m.
Not me, I have water this time. I'm hydrating.
That's good. You need to have a lot of liquids if you're going to get sick, potentially. So
That's true. And I also I got blackout drunk on, what day was that? Saturday.
Alone? Saturday
my friend Jose was here. And he hadn't been out this whole time. Like, he hadn't been out, and I haven't been out since the last time we talked. I've truly just been inside my apartment. I've not seen another person.
Okay. So, what'd you guys do?
Yeah, really just fully got very drunk, and I have not had a drop of alcohol since.
That's healthy. I got blackout drunk on Saturday too, but in my Michigan house, I'm staying with a full fraternity, basically.
It's just you and like nine dudes.
There's seven of us, but nine dudes. And, and they're all like super heavy drinkers when it comes to like playing drinking games. I mean, most nights we do start drinking and we play a lot of like card games, but on Saturday it was different because they pulled out the like Pong table from outside. So we played baseball and we played Vietnam, which I feel bad about the title of that game.
What is Vietnam?
It's Pong, but one side is the U.S., and their cups have less beer in it, and you drink it fast, and then you put another cup down because there are a lot of troops. And then on the side, this is offensive, and I did not design the game. I did play the game. I did win the game. But Vietnam side, you have spread out cups with full, they're full of beer. And then once you finish one of those, it disappears.
Okay.
That's it. So it's kind of easier. The strategy, if you're Vietnam, is to get USA very drunk by getting a lot of cups at once and then getting balls back. And then if you're USA, your strategy is to just have good aim. So.
Okay. I think we all learned something.
Yeah. I think.
I don't know if we feel better for the thing that we've learned, but we do have new information.
What I had in my head was worse than what you actually said it was. So
it could have been way worse, yeah.
Yeah,
it could have been worse. I think we're gonna say like Jaeger bombs or something.
Oh, no.
But bombs, Vietnam, I don't know. Bombs were Pearl Harbor, right? Mm-hmm.
I mean, in most wars, there are bombs involved.
Bombs. Yeah. I thought that would come into play somehow. But.
No, it's mostly about the number of troops and where they're located.
Okay, so it's like historically accurate.
Yes, I guess it's historically accurate then. We got so drunk. We got wasted. And we also played this game called Thunder, where you play the song that goes thunder, na 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 na, thunder. Do you know that one? And then you drink every time they say thunder.
No, I don't know. I don't know that song or that game.
In some ways, I guess frat bros are very creative. They'll find any excuse to drink, so they'll make anything into a game.
You know, could that creativity be better used in some other kind of thing? What? Imagine if we taught them how to make beats.
Oh my God!
Who knows what they could
imagine? We'd have so many Diplos.
And that's what the world needs in this time. We need as many Diplos as possible.
Absolutely. okay, so I have a receipt. It's from my dad. I've been texting with my dad, as you do.
This is a first for the pod. This is a first parental receipt that we've had.
Yeah. I'm breaking boundaries. I'm, you know, women can do anything. That's what I'm proving. But I asked him if he has enough food. So I said, do you have food? And he goes, yes, I bought a lot of non-perishable stuff last week when NBA postponed season. That was the trigger for me. And I just think it's so funny that the thing that got my dad to recognize how serious a pandemic it is basketball. With basketball, we got to get our shit together.
I bet you that was the case for a lot of people. You know what? I don't know if you had this moment, but I certainly did. It happened right around the time that the NBA news broke. It's when I found out Tom Hanks had it.
Tom Hanks was a trigger for me. I was like, you know, if Tom Hanks can get it, we can all get it.
Yeah. Those two things, I found both of those two things out while I was at a show. I was like at one of my friend's shows just to watch. And so people were like showing me tweets. And the NBA one came out and I was like, whoa, that's pretty crazy. Then the Tom Hanks one came out and I was like, I got to make some changes.
Yeah.
Something's off. Tom's got it.
I got to go in my room. I got it.
This is a problem.
Stay safe.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense that Tom Hanks, he's an everyman though. It makes sense he would get it first. You know, Tom Hanks can play any character. So he can also get COVID-19 before the rest of us, you know?
But I did see a conspiracy theory right when Tom Hanks was announced to have COVID, that he didn't actually have coronavirus, that it was actually just, like, it was just all a setup to make us more scared about the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I read so deep into it, I was like, this might be real. Because Tom Hanks would be the person that we care about.
Yeah.
Obviously, he does have it, but
he knows the power that he wields.
Yes.
I mean, he and Rita posted some photos where they did not look great. So that's either they're sick or they have some really good makeup artists on site to help them out. I don't know.
It has been fascinating with celebrities that all of their, like that their medical information in this way has been public. That is a thing that's really been fascinating to me. Like they just announced that this guy, the guy who owns the Knicks, the basketball team, he has it. And it is strange to me because there's never been any other situations where there's been like major announcements that people have an illness, but maybe it's just to increase awareness. I don't know, but it has been odd to me.
Yeah, it is weird, but it's also, they have access to, the wealthier you are, the more access you have to tests. And then if you're wealthy enough to have a test, you got to brag about it. You got to say that.
You got to flex.
Yeah. You got to flex that you took the test, you know?
Yeah.
What's going on with you, Dev? Any good receipts?
You know, I think things have slowed down since, you know, obviously since the quarantine has been underway. I think people, I don't know, my dating stuff hasn't been that active. But a thing that I think I talked about before is that I've been making people custom playlists over the quarantine, and just like as like a little side hustle. And I was asking for like $10 from people to make their own playlist. And one person responded and they asked what the fee was. I told them, I'll do it for 10. And they said, how about I give you 5 and then I also send you a nude.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Did you accept it?
I did. I accepted that. And, you know, person delivered. And,
was the nude worth the $5?
Yeah. It was good. It was a good nude. They put thought and care into it. You could tell that they really, put a lot of attention into the lighting. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I appreciated it. And okay.
A $5 nude feels like you could send one nipple and that I think is a $5 nude to me.
Absolutely.
You know, like I'm pricing my nudes, which are exceptional, at, you know, a couple hundred is what I have to say.
$200.
Yeah.
Yeah. I realized I got a pretty good bargain on this.
Yeah.
Situation. It was also one of those ones that you get through Instagram, so it disappeared.
Okay.
So that nude also, I like got to see it, and now it's vanished.
But you'll always have the memory.
Yeah, I remember it. It was nice.
Okay.
It was well thought out.
I'm really excited. We've got a fun guest. I think we should bring him on.
Let's do it.
Which is just a silly thing to say when you're in a Zoom call. We're gonna unmute you. So he's so funny. He has an incredible show called House Party, which I freaking miss. Please welcome Zach Teague.
Hey, hi, ho.
Hi, hi.
What's up? Hey, what's up, y'all?
What's up, dude?
How are you doing? Devin, I just have to say we do not know each other.
No, I don't. One time I thought, like, I know who you are. And one time I thought I saw you on the train, But I was like, oh, we don't really know each other, so there's kind of no reason to.
Where was it? I know you too. And also, to be clear, I'm the one who sent Devin the nude in the fight.
it was a Zach Teed nude. And let me tell you, artful. He really artful.
Okay, it went from nice. It was nice to artful. Yeah, once I outed you. So
yeah, exactly. I want to boost your clout too. I want people to know that you're out here really, you know, really putting thought and heart into it.
Taking a lot of nudes in these dark times, so.
I feel like it was like one of the early stops in the city, maybe like on the M.
The M?
Yeah, or the J, maybe like the Essex stop. I feel like I saw you on a train there. It doesn't matter.
I was hooking up with someone who lived off to the J, so maybe that's possible.
I used to live off the J, and that person was me. Guys, I just want to be honest with y'all.
It's all coming out.
But
that we were hooking up.
Uh-huh. So all actually, we've had a super relationship this whole time. And love to know.
Andrew's jealous.
I'm fuming. Yes.
So how's your quarantine been, Zach? Where are you? How is your lifestyle?
I've definitely settled in. You know, I would say the first was like a constant downward spiral, like showering 3 times a day, trying to find a purpose, but like, you know what I mean? Literally never been cleaner. But I feel like now I'm like getting used to it. It's like, I'm enjoying, honestly, this stillness, if you will. It makes me sound like a yogi, but like,
yeah, a little.
There's nothing to worry about, and that's kind of nice in a way. I mean, there's not nothing to worry about, but you know.
there's so much to worry about, but there's not a lot to worry about in your day-to-day when you're just in your home. I know. Right. I'm kind of getting used to my suburban lifestyle, too, in Michigan with my puppy and a Peloton. I wanted this life in maybe, like, 30 years, but I have it now. So.
Yeah. I do think that I had coronavirus, though. Because for a week, about 3 weeks ago, I could not taste or smell anything.
Whoa. Oh,
no other symptoms. And then it came out like, what, 5 days ago that you can't taste or smell anything. We're talking about like me taking a gnarly poop and not being able to smell it. Like it was, like, I couldn't smell anything.
Did you think that was weird at the time?
I thought it was weird at the time, but I was just like, maybe like I'm sick or something, because it's happened to me when I've been sick. But
wait, no, that happened to you before when you've been sick?
Like, yeah, when I had, like, a really bad sinus infection, but I didn't even have a sinus infection. Like, it was just, I couldn't smell, like, hot, like, coffee tasted like water. It was wild.
Yeah. I didn't know that was one of the symptoms.
It is.
Yeah.
It's recent that it just came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, people who are getting sick are just, like, are losing their sense of taste and smell.
Wait, you can smell your own poop?
Yes. Like, can you smell your own poop, Andrew? Are you taking, like...
Can you not?
The sweetest smelling poop?
No. Mitch, I mean, like, you poop into the water, and the water drowns out the smell.
What?
Yeah. Absolutely not.
What are you talking about?
That is not a thing.
That's really not... What? Wait a second. So you poop, and then let's say you re-enter the bathroom. Are you not smelling any remnant? Does it just smell normal?
Do you? It smells fine. Maybe I can't smell then. This is me figuring out that I also have coronavirus.
Andrew got the Rona.
Oh, no.
Do you think people who live in Chelsea can't smell their poop?
Yeah.
No, girl. I can usually smell my poop.
I think we all can.
Okay. Yeah.
Even I can smell my poop.
Jenny, I feel like you take little rabbit poops, like they're little pellets.
And even I can smell even those, my perfect little poops. Yeah.
No wiping, just done.
Wow.
And then I hop off the toilet and I continue on my day. Yeah, oh my God.
you gotta talk to somebody.
Yeah, what?
I don't know. This is alarming to me. I'm actually freaking out.
Wait, can you really? You've never smelled like you've never been laying in your bed and you farted in the sheets and you're like,
Well, a fart is different.
I mean, a fart is just a precursor to a poop.
Yeah, a fart is a poop.
But you don't fart directly into water. I don't know.
Unless you're taking a bath. Anyway.
Wait a second, Andrew. What about the phrase like acting like your shit don't stink? What did you just sort of?
See, I never actually thought about that phrase before. I guess it applies right now.
Do you have receipts?
What?
Do you have receipts?
I really have never smelled. This is crazy because I know what my sister's poop smells like. I know what like other people in my family's poop smells like, but I just always thought like they can't smell it. I know what it smells like.
This is also fascinating that you know what individual people's poop smell like. Well,
I mean, like, do you not know like your siblings?
No.
No.
I couldn't pick it out of a lineup.
Really?
No, I could not do the Coke Pepsi test for my siblings' poop.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's so much more specific than Coke or Pepsi.
No, doo-doo is doo-doo.
Going on.
What is happening?
I feel like I really derailed this entire conversation. Oh,
this is what this is really important.
Wait, but Andrew, you're a bottom, right?
Yes, I know. Yeah, and then.
Good for you. See, if you don't have stinky
poop, I feel like that's not good though. That's a curse. I should be able to smell.
But it doesn't seem like you're having issues.
I've never had issues.
No, actually. Like yeah.
Huh. Okay. Lots of
there. Yeah. There's so much to think about.
Yo.
Yeah. Jenny, thanks for inviting me on.
So happy to have you.
You fucking knew.
I miss you.
I miss you too. You knew we were going to talk about doo-doo if I came
up. I want to touch your face and I just can't.
Touch it.
Have you been seeing anyone in quarantine? Do your roommate, like tell us about your roommates, etc.
I have been like dating someone, I guess, in quarantine. We met each other on Hinge like 2 weeks ago, and we've been FaceTiming like every night.
Oh my god,
we've never met.
I love that.
Yeah, it's very Love is Blind.
Yes.
He's hot.
Okay, are you finding it, like, how is it to date over FaceTime?
I mean, it's nice because gay men are very emotionally stunted. Andrew, would you agree?
I totally agree.
Are you emotionally stunted?
Oh my god, without a doubt. I would go as far to say more emotionally stunted than you are.
Receipt. Receipt. And I don't know, there's just something about like FaceTiming someone and getting hammered with them. It just like brings a lot of walls down. There's like no pressure, like, are we gonna go home with each other? Or like, when are we going to see each other again? It's just like, we just keep talking and we've like really gotten to know each other. And now it's to the point where it kind of sucks because it's like, now I like want to be inside of him and I can't.
Yeah. That's hard. Do you have gotten sexual at all over FaceTime?
Well, not over FaceTime, but it's more of like, I'm touching myself. Mm-hmm. and you get some nudes. Devin, is it too gay for you?
Absolutely not. No. You know, it's not to answer your question. No.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
So
this is also very applicable to like, this is applicable to straight relationships too. You know,
are you dating people in quarantine?
No.
He's not dating people, but we do have to mention that doesn't mean Devin hasn't seen people.
Jenny outed me the other day during our outed you the other day during our catch up.
Damn, Jenny.
Sorry.
Damn. Yes, I have seen. I slept with a person like last week, but
more than one person.
I'm not sleeping with anyone now.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm off it.
Was it worth it?
What's that?
Was it worth it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes. Ben?
Yeah. I know. And it seems like you're not, it seems like you're healthy, Devin.
Yeah, I feel great. I have only seen one person in real life in like the last week.
Right, Jose, who you know.
I saw Jose. Oh, I did. I took a walk with a friend who lives nearby. Okay. I did that also. But yeah, outside of that, I've been chilling. I'm doing
by yourself.
uh t- Technically, no. I have a roommate, but she hasn't been here in a long time. She's upstate with her boyfriend.
Zach?
She left with her boyfriend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Buckles is with her boyfriend.
Oh, it's Buckles.
It's Buckles.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I love her. She's the best.
She's the fucking best, but she's not mom.
You know what I think is weird? It's all of these people running home to mommy and daddy.
Well, I'm living with someone who is not my dad.
That's different. You're with your boyfriend, but you can disagree with me, but I'm like, you do realize that you're going to be stuck with your parents for 2 months.
Yeah.
That's also the emotionally stunted part.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Exactly.
Well, also, my dad told me that I couldn't come.
Really?
Yeah. I love my dad. He's a very sweet man. He's my only parent because my mom is an alcoholic and we are estranged. Mm-hmm. And my dad has a bachelor pad with my younger brother, Jacob. They're both bachelor's men living in New Jersey. And I texted my dad to tell him I was going to go to Michigan. And he was like, you don't have to go as far as Michigan. I said, oh, that's so nice, Dad, but I don't want to inconvenience you. And he said, I didn't say you could come stay with me.
He's like, yeah, he's like, I'm saying you can go to Connecticut if you want to.
Yeah, like get an Airbnb in Jersey, whatever. I'm like,
what the fuck? That is so funny.
But there's nowhere for me to stay in my dad's house. I would have to sleep on the couch. I don't have a room there.
Like, and so, how is that ideal?
It's not, which is why I'm in Michigan in the suburbs with my boyfriend's friend's dad, and it is ideal. It's great.
And you drove to Michigan, so that was safe. But all these people flying home to their parents, I'm like, you're supposed to be staying home. Like, it sucks. Like everyone feels bad for themselves. Like, get over it. I don't know. Maybe I'm being a dick about it, but I'm like.
Have your parents invited you home? Have they asked you if you wanted to go?
Yeah, my parents are like, you should come home, but I'm like, that's not what we're supposed to be doing. I'm not supposed to be getting on a plane.
Right.
Plus, I probably had it earlier. I could be spreading it.
Yeah, better for you to stay in Williamsburg.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm not scared of getting it. I've had gonorrhea twice. Like, that.
Twice.
Yeah, twice. I've had gonorrhea twice. Like, nothing scares me anymore. But, like, I'm not supposed to be spreading it, right?
Wait, what's the deal with gonorrhea? What do you have to do to get rid of it?
You get a shot.
Okay.
You get like a shit ton of antibiotics. You get a shot in your arm, and then you take this really big pill that is like the size of a small penis. It's so hard to swallow, but it goes away pretty quickly. Andrew?
Yeah. Weren't we talking about it recently?
Yeah, talked about it with Julia.
I'm not sure if it was gonorrhea. I guess it was gonorrhea because I got the shot, because chlamydia is just the pill.
Yes. Yeah. I had chlamydia once, and it was just a pill.
I had gonorrhea, not only once, though.
And I haven't had either.
Good for fucking you, Jenny.
I'm so lame. You
went to Brown.
Sorry. Sorry, I love studying. I had to get away from my family.
Last time I did, what?
No, I just wanted to ask you more about your Hinge boy.
Oh, yeah.
I want to hear more about the Hinge wife. Like, how did you start? Do you have any receipts from him? How have you started the conversation?
Actually, yeah. So the way the conversation started, it was actually, like, not that great at first.
Okay.
Not that it wasn't that great. It was just, like, very, like, service level. But we were talking on Hinge, and then he was just like, how are you surviving? And I said, I'm going to be honest, since we're in this, I had a rough day, didn't really feel like myself, so I sat in the tub with all of my clothes on and cried.
With the water or without the water?
With water, yeah.
No water. No fucking water. Okay. And he said, you know what? Proud of you. I love a good cry. I cry a lot. And then we ended up talking constantly.
About crying.
But I also, if you want to see, I took a picture of myself after I cried.
Yeah, I do want to see it.
I sobbed for like 30 straight minutes, but since then I felt like completely normal. I think we should all be crying.
Yeah, we all need to cry. Oh yeah, that's a man who just cried out his feelings.
I wore that sweater for 5 days.
We'll allow it. No laundry, are you kidding me?
I know. If
you had the water running in the tub, you would have been literally a Britney Spears music video.
I know, I thought about turning the water on because I couldn't cry. And I was like, literally like, think of sad things, think of sad, like I was like trying to make myself yawn because I knew I needed to cry. I didn't know how to fucking do it. But I just like sat there and eventually it just all came pouring out, you know?
Mm-hmm. I've been crying a lot.
Good, you should be fucking crying.
It's been great. I've been crying a lot, mostly at night right before going to bed. And then I'm like, watch me, Jeffrey, I'm gonna cry. And that's-
You cry at night?
Mm-hmm.
You don't like the nights?
I cry at night. Yeah, I'm just like, I'm sad. And I've been just doing, I've been living my life during the day. I've had a lot of things to do, you know, to feel productive. And then at night I'm like, okay, but I'm sad and I'm stressed out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you cry yet, Devin?
I haven't had a cry yet, but after hearing y'all's stories, I feel like I need to get a good cry in. Actually, but I don't really know how to make myself cry.
You have to cry.
Go on a long walk by yourself.
You think that'll help me cry?
Yes. Make yourself a playlist for crying.
Listen to Sarah Bareilles.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to Sarah Bareilles. Sit in the tub, and I literally sit in your tub. I'm not kidding. You'll feel disgusting, and you'll cry.
Turn the water on and fart.
See if you can smell it. If you can't, you're dying.
It sounds cathartic.
It's real. It's something about like, I like read an article about it afterwards. It's something about like the way you breathe and like it lets out all these toxins and stuff stuff.
And you can be super pent up too if you haven't cried in a while. Like it can just be inside of you needing to be released, you know.
Okay. The moment that we get off this, I'm gonna go cry. I'm gonna go make myself cry.
I would love that.
Mm. Take a selfie after. You have to.
So Hinge Boys, do you think like what's your dream for what could happen? Like core, post core, like
quar. Are we calling it quar?
I'm calling it quar.
Okay, I like that. I don't know. I've been single for 2 years now and I'm like, I think I'm like ready to be in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's with him, but like, I'm obviously down. I think the only thing is the pressure of it all now. Like now it's like, we have this emotional relationship a la Love is Blind, like I said earlier, but it, like, what is it going to be like when we like see each other for the first time?
I know.
Like, is it going to be, was it all just because we needed like human connection?
Right. Well, that's the whole Love is Blind thing. Like a lot of couples should not have been together. It's just probably traumatic.
Yeah.
To be spending so much time in a room where you can't see the person you're talking to. And you're like, I really need a friend right now.
Yeah. But he's fucking hot. So I don't think it's going to be an issue.
That's good.
Yeah.
You heard his voice. I found it to be really unappealing if I've only been texting with someone and then to meet them for the first time and not know what their voice is going to sound like. And then being surprised by their voice.
Yeah.
That's been a turn off for me. But you know what his voice is like.
Yeah, I know what his voice is like. He's sexually active. I'm a sexual person, so.
So it could be good.
I don't think I've ever had that with somebody's voice before. That's really interesting. No, I don't think I've ever met anybody and then be like, oh, your voice is actually.
What? Really?
I don't think so.
If someone has an annoying voice.
Okay, so this has happened to you also. It looks like this has happened to all of y'all.
Mm-hmm. Andrew?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think it's, I mean, it's also a gay thing as well. I don't know. That's a little bit self-hating. But some gays in particular, I'm just like, I can't. Sorry.
Gays will find any reason not to fucking date you. Not you, Andrew. I meant like,
no, I'll gay world. Yes.
That's funny.
But yeah, I've been also by like stature, like height. Like if someone seems shorter in person than I thought they were going to be, turn off for me. Which I know is rude. I'm a short person. I could date a short person, but generally I do not like to.
I've been told that I seem shorter online than I am in real life, which yeah. I don't know what that says about me.
How tall are you?
6'3".
Oh fuck, you're coming from my gig.
I know. Anytime there's another tall comedian, I'm like, that's that was I was kind of doing that already.
Yeah, it's like that was my thing. You like shut down.
Yeah, I need you. Like the first time I met Luke Moniz, I was like, no.
Yeah, no.
Oh man,
we can't even be friends. I can't even talk to you.
That's a power couple. I'm obsessed with them writing together and putting out videos together. I love it.
Who?
Alyssa Limparis and Luke Moniz.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You know I'm always behind on the times. You know this.
I know. And I love knowing who's dating in the community. It's very fun.
You love knowing everything.
I like to know a lot of things. So, but I love that they collaborate together. I'm like, every day I'm like, Jeffrey, will you make a video with me? And he's like,
don't make him do that.
I might.
Leave him alone.
I can't stop. Oh my God. I have a sickness.
You don't need content right now.
I love content.
I just got a new job where the like my job is to make content. And
good job.
I got a job at Comedy Central, like making stuff for them.
Woo!
Fuck you.
Okay. Great, give me a call. That's fine. Whatever.
Yeah. So anyway, it's good that we're friends now.
No, but like I don't. But it's like it's a lot of stuff. You know, I didn't. I mean, we just like today's our first day, and yeah, they really want you to be making stuff and be pitching stuff. Like, I don't know. You have to have like 5 or 7 new things every day.
What?
They ask that. It's a lot of stuff. It's like. Maybe it's not 5 or 7 new things, but it's like 10 new ideas per week that you're like coming in and like pitching and writing scripts. It kind of never stops.
Oh wow, yeah, I couldn't do that.
I would be addicted, and I would love it. And if Comedy Central's listening, hi. Oh,
if industry is listening,
I would absolutely be producing content like that for you all day every day.
I'm actually busy, so.
Okay. So before. Now you were single for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was that?
How
was it?
Fucking me.
No, you know. I'm just trying to get to as many receipts as I can, baby. In our Zoom.
It was pretty good. I was seeing this guy earlier in like January for like a month and a half, and that fucked me up a little bit. That was kind of the reason why my quarantine started off a little shitty, because I had time to think about him, which God, I hate time.
Time alone with thoughts is very
yeah. The silence scares me because it screams the truth. That's a Pink lyric. If you didn't know.
And he's also said God is a DJ. And
but yeah, we like, wait, am I supposed to, you want another receipt, bitch?
I'd love a receipt, bitch.
Okay, so yeah, we had been seeing each other for a bit, and he was like, I want to come to house party, the one on January 31st, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I think it's a big deal if someone's going to come to your show. What do y'all think about that?
I think it needs to happen early enough in the relationship that I know that they're okay with me being a comedian and, like, they can handle coming to my show and they're supportive and actually think I'm funny. Because it would be horrible to be dating someone who doesn't like my sense of humor on stage, you know? And, like, I used to love when I would be asked out immediately after shows, because I was like, okay, well, they thought I was like funny and talented and cute, and now they want to date me, and that's
you're not cute, you're hot
and hot,
like, let's be real,
cute and you hot, like cute. Well, yeah. That into you when you have 4 words and Scarlett Johansson's mad that she's cute and hot and not smart, which is one of the choices, or funny
from what
he's just not that into you. It's on Netflix, we can all binge.
Okay.
But there's a game where it's like choose 2 words to describe a person, and the 4 choices are smart, funny, cute, and hot.
Oh.
And Scarlett Johansson's pissed because she's described as cute and hot.
And not smart. I see.
And not smart or funny.
And she's not smart, so.
Funny, so. Sorry, ScarJo, got you right.
She always wants to be at all, that ScarJo.
I know.
She doesn't pick smart roles, so, like, how is she smart? Please tell me.
I just can't argue that. I think she's just not. But yeah, so I think it's important that whoever you're seeing likes your comedy. And like, it is a big deal the first time they come to a show, because there's a lot of pressure on that first show, I think.
Yeah, I'm very choosy. If I like start dating somebody, I'm very choosy about when the first time is that they see me do comedy. Like a lot of times they'll like see me post a show and they'll be like, oh, like I'd love to. And I'm like, no, that's not the one. Okay. I'll look at my calendar. I'll be like, you know what? Come to the show in 9 days. That's the one you need to be at, but don't come to anything else until then. Cause it's gotta be right. The first time they see you really has to be right. Cause if they see you at just some whatever bullshit show, then that's like the image that like sticks in their mind.
Yeah.
I feel like the first time they see you is at like a really like a really popular show. Like I've had girls come see me for the first time at the Knit, and I'm like, yes, this is when you need to see me. You need to see me in this like lively room where everybody's having a good time and where it's probably going to go well.
Yeah. It's crowded. How hot to be into someone who's performing at the Knit and then be like, well, I get to go home with that comedian. Like,
but the thing is, I've had people that I've been seeing come to my show and like watch me crush, and then I never hear from them ever again.
Really?
I feel like gay men, they hear you talking about personal things and they hear me talking about past relationships and they're like, well, I don't want to become that. Yeah. And then they like run off scared. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, stop making it about you. You're not that fucking special, but like, mad. But that's why I was so nervous for this guy to come to my show. He was like insistent on coming to a house party at the Bell House. And he was like, I want to come. I'm bringing my friends. And I was like, okay. Like, he even texted me that morning being like, hey, like, I can't wait to see you shine tonight. Like, you know what I mean? All that stuff. And then this is, wait, which one is it? Okay, here we go. And then this is at 9:48 p.m. The show started at 8. So, okay. Like, I had already, like, did my set, like, almost done with the show. Thinking he was out there the entire time, I get a text. He says, babe, heartbroken, I'm missing your show. My friends wouldn't leave our first place because it was small/ would kill the vibe.
What?
Yeah.
Rude. He texted you in the middle of the show that he's not coming.
Yes, in the middle of the show. And then I said, oh, like, because when I like someone, I'm like a little fucking bitch. Like, I don't stand up for myself. And I said, oh, it's no biggie. And then I didn't hear from him for a week.
Wait, when did you text the oh no biggie?
12 a.m.
Oh, so well after the show.
Yeah.
I would have waited until the next morning.
I should have. But then he never reached out after that. A week later, I reached out to him being like, so where did you go? And then he had this like laundry list of reasons about being like, I felt bad and like I didn't know how to reach out. Without saying, like, seeing like a dick. And I was like, well, you are a dick. And then we ended up dating for another like 3 weeks. And then we did Molly together.
Okay. Yep.
Which we should not have done. I was with you the day after we did Molly together.
I remember. I know.
And I was like, not okay.
No.
Because it got very intense and a lot of walls came down.
Yeah, it was really emotional.
It was too much for him. And then he ended things with me, which is sad because he's also really hot. But you know,
also I just feel like as far as excuses go for not showing up, he said he couldn't come because what again? That part didn't
my friends wouldn't leave our first place because it was small/ would kill the vibe.
So the place was too small, so they couldn't leave.
Like the party they were at was if they all left.
Oh, party.
Well, I was like, sorry, your friends throw shitty parties. My party's amazing.
Right.
There's 400 people here. Come. Like, what are you fucking doing?
Yeah, your spot is lame. Go.
I know, but I sucked his dick like 10 more times after that.
Zach, that's a tale as old as time. That's happened.
Truly, but you know what I mean? You live, you laugh, you learn, you love. He has a great body, and like, it was fun while it lasted. And we're over it.
The night when you did Molly, how did that come to be?
Like, how did that happen?
Yeah.
Well, I went, it was me, should I be outing people?
If you want it.
It was like me, Marie, Carolina, Teresa,
David Goldberg. This was the weekend of my birthday.
This was Valentine's Day.
Yes. My birthday is on the 13th. Because I asked Carolina and Marie to come, and they're like, well, we might, but we're doing Molly with Zach T.
We're doing Molly, yeah, that was with me. That was with me, and then they also were like, we had been hanging out with this person I was dating a different night, and they're like, oh, you should come, because we were at Sydney's show.
Mm-hmm.
We're just saying everyone's names.
I know. They're all great.
They're all great.
They've done Molly. And you know what? We've all done Molly.
We've all done Molly. I love Molly.
Me too. It's my favorite.
It's my favorite drug.
It's fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't done it since I was dumped because it was traumatizing. But I think after this quarantine, I'm definitely going to try every drug. I'm doing ketamine. I don't even care anymore.
Whoa.
Ketamine kind of popped up out of nowhere, right? Now ketamine's really in the discourse. Like, people are talking about it in a way that I feel like they never were previously.
Straight women are doing it like crazy.
I did ketamine last summer.
Did you love it?
No, I did not love it. I did not love it. But I had no idea really what to expect. And it was also, I'd been out drinking. I went to my friend's, like her family is like a beach house in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And we were at the beach house and we'd been on the shore like drinking. And then we like came back and a few of us were still awake and we were like in the basement of this house and this girl just goes, hey, you guys fuck with ketamine, and took like a little bag out. And I was like, not really, but I'm in New Jersey in a basement, you know, by the beach. So like, you know, let's see what's up. But no, I did not like it. I just took it and like sat like curled up for like,
really?
I don't know how long it was, maybe a half hour, but I just like waited for it to wear off and then I went to sleep.
Yeah, I don't think I fuck with K.
Nah.
Okay, maybe not. But
wait, have you ever done it before, Zach?
No, I've never done it. I've done Molly, shrooms, coke.
Weed.
Well, yeah, weed.
Classic.
Poppers. I've never done acid.
Poppers.
Acid. I'd say, yeah, you got to do it, but you really got to plan your day around it.
I want to try it.
I've done
it. Look at this world we're living in.
Yeah, absolutely. Go do acid once this is over.
Like, you've got big post-core plans, honestly.
I mean, if we are allowed to make plans.
Yeah, hitting every drug. I love it.
I'm a month away from going out into the street and screaming, fuck old people. I'm not kidding. I can't do this. I'm not made for this.
I'm going to dye my hair purple any day now. It's happening.
I've been thinking about cutting my own hair. I have to stop myself from doing it like every single day because I needed to get my hair cut before we went into the quarantine, and now it's just looking insane. And every day I look at myself in the mirror and I'm just like, I could probably trim a little bit of this.
You should just honestly buzz your head.
I mean,
no, it doesn't look good on me. I don't look good with short hair. I need to have hair. My head's a weird shape. I'm not blessed with the round head that you have.
Well, oh God, you're hitting on me. what if you just buzzed it and wore a hat every day? That way it's like a normal length by the time we get out of this shit.
What, you think it's going to be that long?
Yeah.
It could be.
At least till May.
Maybe a month and a half to two.
Jesus.
Maybe three.
I don't know. I'm gonna try to wait it out. If y'all see me and I've like cut my hair and it's significantly shorter than you remember it, just know that something drastic happened. Just know that I'm going through it, and that just to reach out.
Yeah,
to
tomorrow you're gonna be looking at YouTube videos on how to cut your hair.
This guy who sucked and he disappeared into the mist.
Yeah.
Post Molly. Before that, I've heard a lot about your ex, your Colorado ex from jokes.
Yeah. We don't think about him anymore. We only tell jokes about him.
That's good.
Yeah. He was just an emotional terrorist, like, fully. Like, he, you know, all of his problems were, like, way worse than my problems, you know? That was just kind of the core of our relationship. He would make me shower before I got into his bed. Like, even if I was coming from my apartment, I had already showered, he would be like, no, I need to, like, see you shower.
That's so annoying. Like, that's so...
annoying. We did for a year and we had sex 5 times. I was like, this is not 1863. We need to be having sex constantly.
It's like you were already quarantining for a whole year.
No, if you're quarantining with someone, you should be having sex all the time.
Well,
wait a second. But what was the, why didn't you have sex only 5 times over the course of a year? That's nuts.
He had issues. He just like had like some trauma and he just didn't enjoy having sex, and I enjoyed taking care of him. So
it was sort of like a phantom thread type of of a situation.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, but I don't act like that anymore. That much.
I love thinking about DDL, Daniel Day-Lewis, anytime I can.
Yeah, Phantom Thread. Wow, that was niche. Good for you.
Wow. I love that DDL. We actually got a listener-submitted receipt.
I'm excited.
Yeah, so it's our first one, which is thrilling. And I know that between the four of us, we have some good advice. So this is from Ava, and it is a quarantine breakup.
Okay.
So they broke up last night, and she, Ava, ended it by saying that even though she didn't want a romantic relationship, she still cared about her and would be there for her to help if she needed during this pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So didn't want her to feel abandoned. And they broke up because of communication issues. So this is what she got from her ex 2 hours after that. I don't think it's communication. I think it's sex. If I had tied you up and whipped you like a bitch, we wouldn't be having this conversation. Mm-hmm. Or it is communication and you can't be bothered to deal with anything that's not entirely easy. So the next morning, Ava texted back, LOL, please leave my comics outside. I'll be by before noon to pick them up.
Whoa. This is a gay relationship?
Yes.
Two girls?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I mean, they're reading comics.
Well, that's true. Well, communication is foreplay for lesbians.
It's important. I mean, yeah, foreplay for lesbians and also important for literally everybody, so... Yeah, wait, so corn breakup.
They weren't together in the same four walls, though.
No, I think it sounds like they were meeting to see each other in their apartments, but not quarantining together.
Hmm.
So they broke up because the sex was bad?
Well, communication issues on one end, and the other, I guess, is saying it's sex-related. Huge, like, Dom vibes coming out right now.
Yeah, I feel like I need more details.
This seems doomed from the beginning.
Yeah. I mean, for me, my main thought is, okay, I think they probably should not be dating during quarantine because that's too much of them being together under these circumstances when it sounds like they're like, something is off.
This is gonna make a lot of people get a divorce this quarantine, mm-hmm. for sure.
I know. This was a casualty, I think, of being in close quarters.
Yeah.
I think there's gonna be a lot of these.
Wait, so they were in close quarters then?
Well, I think they've been spending probably only time with each other, but I don't know all the details.
Oh shit. It's a true test. Ava, get out, run away, run for the hills.
Take your comics and go. Yeah.
Like, take your comics and go. Jenny, what's your advice?
No, my advice is like, okay, it sucks to not be seeing someone when we're not allowed to touch each other. And it's really nice to have someone that you are allowed to touch. But at the end of the day, sounds like not worth it. And please read what I hope are incredible first edition comics. Comfort of your own home.
Yeah.
That's my advice. And I'm like, Ava, this sucks. I'm sorry. Thanks for venting to us. And yeah, you think if it's a communication issue for you, she's not listening when she says, I'm going to whip you.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be having this conversation. It's like, yeah, well, that's kind of the opposite of communicating. Like, also, sex doesn't solve every problem.
That's what I was going to say. Like, the fact that the Dom in this relationship is like really priding themselves on what they were able to do sexually makes me think that they aren't actually that good sexually. You know what I mean? Like, you're gonna miss this. And like, Ava's probably just like, okay, you know, like, I just want my comics, okay?
Yeah, please give me my comics. Yeah.
Leave my comics outside. How about that?
Okay, I do have Ava has a vibrator. In these dark times.
A vibrator? Yes. Everyone needs.
Yeah.
in this moment. True. Honestly, I bet vibrator sales are up. Great time to be Quibi. Great time to be vibrators. Great time to be grocery delivery. Great time to be Zoom.
Devin, why are your nails painted?
It was a thing that I wanted to do during the quarantine.
Are you doing essential work at night?
Yeah, I'm doing essential work. I'm doing hand video stuff. I don't. Okay. I didn't want to get into it on this podcast, but yeah, that's what I've been up to.
Okay, good.
It was a thing that I saw. It was a thing that I saw ASAP Rocky do, like, mm-hmm. I don't know, like over the summer. And I was like, oh, that could be cool. I could be a man with painted nails. I feel like it's going to be a more popular thing later.
It's and not cool.
What's that?
It's not cool.
He's a hot man, though.
It's not cool. Okay. And now I'm getting nagged on my own podcast. So that's something I'll have to sit with. But it's about to have to come off. It's been like a week, 2 weeks. I don't know how much time has passed, but it's chipping off. So I'm about to take it off, but mark my words. I will get my nails painted again. I promise you.
Do that. It. You should.
Absolutely.
When is it all
over? We should all, everyone gets a manicure. It'll be so nice to have someone hold your hand.
Yeah. To be touched.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every time we touch, I get the feeling.
Oh, superstar.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So fun to have you, Zach. It's been really nice to see your face.
Thanks for having me.
Oh my God. And I'm really hoping for the best with your corn boy. Like,
yeah. You know what? Wedding bells might be at the end. Who knows? Whoa. Andrew is going to officiate it. The officiate the wedding, right, Andrew?
I will produce the wedding.
Yeah, you're gonna produce the wedding. Oh, it's always good to be in the same room as Andrew.
Stop it!
I love it.
And we're miles apart. I love it.
I guess that's gonna be it. What's that?
Oh, I just wanted to say, if you have any receipts you want to send to us, we're happy to give advice. And if you're listening and you're loving it, please leave us a review.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Or is that you or to me?
That's to the listeners.
I was like, I don't even get paid to be on here and you're asking me to do work?
No. You don't have any work to do. You do not need to leave us a review unless you're like, I'm really bored and I have nothing to do and I would love to leave a review. Right. And that goes out to everybody. Like,
retweet really to what Jenny says.
Thank you guys for listening. I'm Devin.
And I'm Jenny.
And I'm Zach.
Oh my God. And this was Receipts. Bye.